Oasis Audio presents Cruel Harvest by Fran Elizabeth Grubb, read for you by the author.
Prologue. His fist shattered the glass panel of the back door the instant I turned the lock to keep him out. His fiery red face, twisted with unbridled rage, glared at me from outside the glass top half of the kitchen door. The only thing separating us was the jagged windowpane. I stood still for just a second, frozen in shock, as I looked into his evil, angry eyes. Shards of glass exploded inward toward me, some cutting into my forearm and head, the rest falling to the kitchen floor. He reached his calloused hand through the broken window to unlock the door. My shock was quickly replaced by fear, and I ran through the house to get to the front door as though the devil himself were chasing me. He was. It was 1963 in Benton Harbor, Michigan. I was 14, and this little house was one of the best I'd lived in during my childhood. It had three rooms set in a line like train cars, the kitchen in the back, a bedroom in the middle, and a small living room at the front. I tore through that dark house as fast as I could, slamming into the front door. I had locked it only minutes earlier to keep him out. Now he was in the house with me, and I could hear his footsteps and feel the rasp of his enraged breathing. I had only seconds to slide the bolt back, throw the door open, and leap from the house as if it were burning down behind me. The front door opened to an old wooden porch with a sagging tin roof. Snow blanketed the